The fact that I wasn't surprised when my mother handed me the sheet pan filled with pink frosted cupcakes is possibly more disturbing than the cupcakes themselves. They're pink. I mean, pink. Pink cupcake papers, pink cupcakes, pink frosting, pink sprinkles, and now pink rosebuds. It's like someone drank a whole bottle of Pepto-Bismol and then threw up in 6 dozen clumps. I can't even laugh about it with anyone, because anyone who would think this is as funny as I do is 300 miles away. And maybe 300 miles doesn't seem like much, but when you still have 2.5 years before you can drive, and that's only if my mother lets me have time off from decorating cupcakes to get my license, 300 miles might as well be 3 million. All I know is I get to spend the next hour putting exactly 14 miniature pink sugar rosebuds on each of 6 dozen cupcakes. That's 1,008 rosebuds in case you're counting, and I am. While everyone I know who might think this is as crazy as I do is 3 billion miles away doing exactly what I wish I were doing right now. Anything other than this. "How's it going?" Graham asks, pushing through the swinging door into the kitchen. I shrug, something I've gotten really good at. She pulls open one of the big refrigerator doors and sticks most of her upper body inside. I can hear her talking, but the oven fans and whir of the mixer muffle her words. "What did you say?" I ask when she closes the refrigerator.
"I said your beach cupcakes are a big hit."
I nod and keep placing the tiny rosebuds on the cupcakes, slowly spinning the turntable as I go to make sure they're even. I know my mother will check. Graham puts a tray of vanilla cupcakes on the counter beside me. She lifts one.
"These are my favorite," she says, holding up a blue frosted cupcake with a tiny sailboat on top. "Of course, the kids like the crabs. They have more icing."
She hums as she takes the tray of cupcakes through the door to the front of the bakery. I sigh and use my tweezers to pick up another rosebud and place it on a cupcake. Cupcake. 6 months ago, if someone had said the word cupcake, it probably wouldn't have even registered. I mean, sure, who doesn't like them? But a whole bakery devoted just to cupcakes? I asked my mother that when she told me. Nothing else? She just laughed like it was the funniest thing I'd said all day. I didn't quite believe it until I saw the man putting the final touches on the lettering on the window. The Cupcake Queen.
"Penny!"
I jump at the sound of my name and accidentally jab the cupcake with the tweezers, leaving a hole. My mother sighs behind me.
"You're off in dreamland again," she says.
Not true, more like nightmareland. She whisks the mutilated cupcake off the turntable and drops it into the trash, replacing it with a fresh one.
"Here,"
she says, holding out her hand for the tweezers. I watch as she expertly places 14 tiny rosebuds all over the top of the cupcake before trading it for another.
"You just need to focus," she says, completing 3 more in the time it would have taken me to do 1.
She hands the tweezers back to me.
Focus.
My mother is quite possibly the most focused person I know. I feel her focusing on my hands as I struggle to pick up another rosebud with my tweezers. It slips and I end up breaking it. The buzz of her cell phone saves me from another lecture on the importance of attention to details. She listens for a while after saying hello.
"Oh, no, it's okay. We'll manage,"
she says finally, looking at the clock above my head.
"Just feel better."
She taps her free fingers against the counter.
"Just let me know."
She flips her phone shut with a click.
"Great,"
she says, her voice flat. Graham pushes back through the door with another empty tray.
"Lizzie, those summer cupcakes are going like hotcakes."
Ever since we moved from Manhattan, population 1.6 million, to Hogs Hollow, population 5,134, my mother has been Lizzie. In New York, people called her Elizabeth or Ms. Lane.
"That was Jeannie," my mother says, holding up her cell phone. "She's sick,